Welcome to Condo Grade School, episode 95. We're here again. We made it. We paid the rent. Lights are on.
Whoop, whoop.
We're ready. And well, it's so funny because before all this, it just, we had this whole test song we made up. Testing the mics out, we're laughing, and then we just all got really quiet and pressed record. Like we were fired up
on the rent part, or mortgage, whatever. I'm surprised we didn't get foreclosed on.
Right,
we were so far in arrears that it was like holy shit.
Like we haven't gotten payment. What was it, like a year and a half, almost 2 years?
Yeah.
Like hey, pay for your podcast. I'm sure right now all those listeners were just they're like, nope, I'm not going to turn that notification
not
off
yet.
I'm going to make sure I get a little tiny number on my iPhone when they make another podcast.
They're like, I'll give it exactly 2 years. But after that.
But
like,
after we
just in the nick of time.
I'm going to put in a reminder. And if those fuckers don't make one in 2 years, I'm out of here.
Gone. I bet you Chris was surprised because he had been asking me, oh, you guys got to record.
Yeah.
If he was actually notified.
Are you talking about
any fucking idea?
Well,
he was, I'm sure, very pleased. And
I mean, his previous gamer tag was Meat Curtain?
Beef Curtains.
Beef Curtain. Mm, I was close.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And then now he is...
Now he's Chipotle Curtain.
Yeah. So same thing.
Don't remind me.
Isn't it like Quaco?
He fucking changes
it. It changes all the time.
I never know.
Like, I just see him on there and I'm like, I probably have to defriend this guy.
It's even something different.
Chuco balls?
Than,
or
it's
did he
different
change,
from
he
that
again?
I think, too. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow. Yeah. And who else? There was someone else that said, hey, like, big ups. It was some of our old Call of Duty friends.
Oh, word.
There's one other guy on Facebook that
oh,
was
really?
Like, boom, thumbs up.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I didn't see.
Oh, Ryan, maybe?
Ryan. Yeah, Ryan. Yep, it was Ryan, yeah. So we got two people listening.
Okay, I was going to say, the numbers
at least
in?
This is
the
not falling on deaf ears.
We're looking good. Right, yeah. Yeah. We're not just
sounds good.
Filling up some server
I
with
mean,
BS.
I mean, basically it is, but almost kind of not.
So I asked you guys to do some homework. Make sure to do it. That's what I said first and foremost.
Check. And I did exactly what I did in high school, which is not do it.
Just ignore the teacher and hate it on him.
I got to teach.
So I was actually going to be like, well, I'm gonna like look up. So the idea was to start this off was to just look up like funny news stories because we tend to just, you know, we riff off that. So it's like, what's going on? And so I'm looking up like funny news stories. And
I got some news stories right here.
Oh, from Leader?
Yeah.
That's a speech pathologist
magazine. I mean,
magazine.
This is a very common phrase. Lights, camera,
Asha.
No, it's with Asha.
Asha. Is that a person?
No. I think that's an acronym for, you know, speech. And, I don't know. For
anal
speech.
Sex, horny asshole.
No, just the last part.
Anal
just,
sex.
Ha! Yeah.
There's an exclamation point on that.
Yeah. So, anyways, as I'm looking for these stories, I'm finding stuff, and I'm like, we could riff off that. But then I found just, like, the top 25 silly, like, headlines, and I was like, oh, man, some of these
of
are
all
just...
time?
Well, according to this a-hole...
What would you say your favorite headline
of
all time is?
Well, let me read through these 25, and then we'll choose. So this one says, this is number 25, Army vehicle disappears. An Australian Army vehicle worth $74,000 has gone missing after being painted with camouflage. Nothing. All right.
I took a minute. It took
Was that the headline?
Oh yeah.
It's here somewhere, guys. I know it's
well,
here.
It's like army vehicle disappears and then it's like you gotta read the rest. Yep. All right, here's a little bit smaller one. Man accused of killing lawyer receives a new attorney.
Wait, what was it?
Whoa.
A man accused of killing lawyer receives a new attorney.
Oh, nice.
You better watch out.
Yeah. Mayor Paris to homeless. Go home.
Where?
I'm going to skip this one because it's a picture, but...
You don't belong in this alley. You belong in that alley. Go home.
Now, it's going to sound like I'm saying this wrong, but I'm not. Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
They never learned the song.
Mississippi. Mississippi. That's like a two-year-old asking his teacher a question. Mississippi.
Yeah,
like if her name was Ippy,
Miss Ippy,
Miss Ippy.
There you go.
Miss Ippy's literature is shitty.
Miss Ippy. All right, I have to scroll through all this. You know these webs.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
Like,
homicide victims rarely talk to police.
It's a big problem here.
That's just science.
The dead tell no tales.
Utah Poison Control Center reminds everyone not to take poison.
Don't.
So simple. Oh,
man. Pay the man.
Poison control's got to do something.
Pay the
right?
man. He's doing the right thing. Let's see here.
Are you getting any pictures that are fruit but look like they could be some sort of internal bodily?
Oh, you're talking about those like pop-ups from these things? Yeah. So I'm basically on one of those websites where it's just clickbait. Like, click here and then enjoy the like hell you're going to go through. Like, you won't believe what this guy looks like, you know? Oh my God, Screech! You know, and you're like, oh, I got
to
know.
Yeah, have you ever... I hate when I get to the bottom of a webpage and I'm finishing the article or I'm searching for the rest of the article because now they cram so much shit in the middle, it's like even hard to continue reading sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you get to the bottom and you're like, you won't believe what she looks like now, or you won't believe what he's, you know, it's like, and then it shows a picture of like Screech or something.
Yeah,
and
you're
like, oh, what the fuck is that guy doing? You know?
Yeah.
And I so want to click it, I'm like, I can't fucking do it. I cannot fucking do it.
The funny thing I've noticed is there'll be like, you can't believe what these people, like these celebrities have actually done, or like, shit like that, and it'll be like two pictures of two people that are nowhere in the fucking article.
Then they're not even a part of the article.
My favorite is when it just like pops down to like try to get you to click something else. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I'm like, that is rigged.
They get me like all the time.
Or the ones you have clicked on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The ones that are lists.
It's almost impossible sometimes.
Like, you have cancer. Click here. Oh,
geez.
You're like, oh, yeah, I got to check.
It's just like, no.
I got to find out. And then it's like, check out the rack on this one. And I'm that's different.
The worst the websites that are like lists, but it's you have to click through like each one.
Oh,
you're like
my
the top
God.
20 celebrity like drivers, and you're like, oh sure. Mm-hmm. Then you like click on the one, and it's like there's like four sections for like every celebrity, and it's like each one's a new page.
Oh yeah,
dude. As soon as I see that, I'm like, nope, don't care that much.
When you have to click through, and it's like if you try to scroll too, or they bury that arrow first off.
Oh yeah,
it's gone.
Arrows. Yeah,
and there's a faux arrow as well where it's you click on that,
and
you're
like taking to fucking or you're taking to like Viagra like ads or something like that.
I feel like if they could collate all that shit into a better site, you know, they would get more visitors. I mean, do you think that they honestly make? I mean, what could they make? A couple bucks?
I mean, obviously people are clicking. We all have.
I know.
But I mean that's such bullshit in marketing too, because it's like it's not even a valid click. Like those are empty clicks.
Sure.
But
like it's pointless.
It counts for them.
Yeah.
Like I know each time you click and it has to load the next page.
They're
for
bastardizing person. Their system.
Oh yeah.
Like it's like they're working against
they
themselves.
Don't care that you know which celebrities are the best drivers.
Well, I mean, who's writing this fucking
But I want to know.
Yeah.
But who is writing this content?
They're getting
though?
Paid for clicks. I don't know.
Somebody's
probably
actually...
the people that wrote this. Yeah. Like most earthquake damage is caused by shaking. Did you guys know that? That's amazing.
I thought it was rolling.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was quaking.
Only at raves. Waterford boy 8 saves sister's life. And there's a quote right below that says, "I wouldn't do it again. She's been a pain this week."
Oh my God.
Dang, all right.
Like, you get one life saving per life.
Federal agent raids gun shop, finds weapons.
Oh.
That's alarming.
Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25. What the hell? That came right out of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow, that was good. A city unsure why the sewers smell.
Clean them up.
Yeah. Stop flushing.
Save our sewers. Save our sewers.
In the sewer. I don't think anyone's seeing us do this.
Somebody light a match.
Somebody take a shit.
Hey, well, that solved that problem.
Yeah, we got rid of all the idiots all at once. Out an attorney accidentally sues himself. How did you do that?
Submitted the paperwork.
Oh my gosh. Man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer. I don't even know.
What? I heard of sucking on a penny.
he just died. He just choked on his underwear.
Yeah, he did.
So he's gone.
We couldn't arrest him.
We couldn't breathalyze him, Captain.
How did he get those off and in his mouth? On the lockup?
No, the best part is he was handcuffed. Oh, it turns out he's a yoga instructor.
They're like, all right, that's too impressive.
That's
we
so
can't
gross.
Breathalyze this guy now.
Oh, you're free. Yeah. You know what? Go home. We got to wipe down the whole back seat because of you.
Sir, where did your underwear go? It's just like the elastic band sticking out of his mouth. Oh, man.
He just sucks up the little tag that says Fruit of the Loom.
State it's got prisons. His name on it.
Should have got those tagless ones.
State prisons to replace easy open locks. Smart. Probably that's how the underwear guy got out of there. Bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs. That's no joke.
Nice.
Wow.
It doesn't say
what is the source on that.
What periodicals these are from, does
well,
it?
Well, this is by Wayne Hansen. I've got these bugs that look like ants with wings flying around my home. What are they and how do I get rid of them? That's what the first line says.
Wow.
He's five.
Sounds like a message board.
He's five. Not with the name Wayne. Anyone named Wayne is born at like 40. They just start life at 40 years old.
What is a young Wayne?
A young... That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he named himself that. He's like, they don't exist. I'm going to be that. See?
Yeah.
Should we turn on the fan? It's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Just click that chain. See the two chains? Since we're talking about young Wayne? Yeah, that one. Cool.
Perfect
man.
Segue.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you. Chick accuses some of her male colleagues of sexism. Chick accuses some of her male colleagues of sexism.
Oh, wow.
Broad. Stupid broad. Accuses.
I know. Sluts.
The dicks in her office.
Oh, my God.
Getting her panties in a bunch.
Chick accuses some of her male colleagues that she totally wanted to have sex with of sexism. Dead body found in cemetery. Oh, news at 11. Deaf people focus on fraud. And there's a quote right below. I tried to warn people and saved some of them from investing, but some didn't listen.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Cheap laugh.
That makes me think of a table I was serving a couple months ago. And I'm pretty sure the guy was blind.
Mm.
But he yeah, I wasn't exactly positive.
Okay.
And so I walked up to the table at one point after they got their food, and like just out of habit, I was like, "How's all the food looking, guys?" And I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Is that what you said out loud though?
No.
That would have been way better. How's the food looking? Shit!
Especially you there with the dark glasses on at 10 p.m. How's that food look? Huh? Looking pretty good.
Specifically.
See, next time, just walk up, no pants, because that will clear it up. Yeah. Like, how's everyone doing? Just be, just act normal.
The guy that doesn't look odd. Yeah, the guy that doesn't look oddly at me. Like then I know.
Next time. So it looks like this is about Princess Diana. Diana was still alive hours before she died. That seems
certainly. Yeah. Seems like a reasonable assumption.
They obviously put the best ones at the top. This is getting pretty flat. County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds.
Wait, they were going to pay how much?
$250,000.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone needs to know.
Homeless, go home. We got to advertise we're broke.
17 remain dead in morgue shooting spree.
Remain dead?
That's unusual. That can't be
wake
real.
Up, bitch! I hated you alive and I hate you dead.
Still dead.
One armed man applauds the kindness of strangers.
Oh.
That's kind of sweet.
Just slapping himself in the face as hard as he can.
Threat disrupts plans to meet about threats.
Wait, what was that?
Threat disrupts plans to meet about threats.
Maybe that's actually treat. Treat Williams.
Nothing? All right. Cricket. Okay, first off, it's amazing they use this, but it says, Midget sues grocer, cites belittling remarks.
No.
No? All right, well, that's what I got.
Those are good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's
great. Did anybody else not do their homework?
Yeah, so
I mean, I didn't do specifics for this, but I did remember one story I saw within the last month. I don't know if you guys saw that thing about that guy who was like the smuggling the cow eyeballs like out of the what? Fucking
no, missed it.
Yeah, out of like the slaughterhouse. But he's smuggling them out up his fucking asshole.
No.
Because he wanted to take them home and make soup with them. And they wouldn't let him take them home because it's like waste and like the rules against that shit. Yes.
I'm shaking my head violently.
And when they pulled him over, like pulled him out of the car, they noticed like cow eyeballs like fucking like dropping out of the bottom of his pants and shit.
Well, in shit, or is, were you just...
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. there was probably shit on the cow eyeballs, but yes. Yeah.
I'm sure he fully douches before he puts cow eyeballs up his asshole.
Like, I'm not going
to
eat these dirty
He's taking them to make soup.
He's food safe certified. Yeah. So, yeah, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't put cow eyes in a dirty asshole.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What are you, an animal? No. Oh, my gosh.
He claimed that he'd taken thousands over, like, several years.
So they were just loose
over
eyeballs.
Several days.
Okay.
I don't know. That's not the only thing loose. That guy's.
But I mean,
like,
that's
latex glove. Like,
well, that's weird because like
sack full.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a, like a dead animal's or person's eyeball?
Yeah,
they're naturally loose.
It's all sucked up. I mean, it, well, I guess it shriveled would still up. Be.
You're saying so it just has a little. It moves a bit.
What's the word? Aqueous, you know, because there's obviously
sure
and blood pumping through them. Mm-hmm. I guess they've shriveled up, and you could
so it's just like putting like, prunes up there,
yeah,
without a pit.
Yeah. I guess I would think that they would be either like they wouldn't maintain like their structure.
Shape. Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't want them to.
Yeah,
I'd want them to get just
well. They're rolling
take it down
out,
a notch.
They're rolling out of this guy's asshole.
Well, that, we don't I know mean, if they're rolling.
Well, that's they didn't say how far away from his pants they got.
Okay, like, but no, I'm saying they're at the very least rolling out of his
they're
ass,
just rolling down
his
down
leg,
the street.
Out of his pants.
Yeah.
I guess he had smuggled thousands. If he, I mean, his ass is.
Yeah, I mean, he was pro.
Stretched at least to the point of a cow eyeball that that he doesn't, he no longer has the elasticity.
I know there's
to
so
support
many,
cow
insert,
eyeballs.
Insert so many jokes here. I don't, I mean, I feel
a cow eyeball. A cow eyeball is pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know that from experience. I'm just saying.
What'd you say the size of was silver dollar?
I mean, if you're,
I mean, shit, they got pretty big eyes.
I mean, if you're going to go for it, do the tongue. That's more useful
get
too.
Some pleasure out of it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that can be used more, and you might as well have fun smuggling. You know, smuggling.
Is there a location?
Where was this?
Yeah,
was it was in his ass.
In the United States.
That's the location.
It was in the U.S. I don't know. It was one of like the like middle of the country states. I think.
You know what's funny is in a lot of countries. I don't know if cows specifically, but. The eyeball is like a delicacy. So.
He was making soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I'm surprised that they didn't have something in place that they could, you know, like sell
them
or.
Them?
Oh, yeah.
Was, yeah.
You know?
Maybe
they weren't
just,
letting him take them.
Maybe they weren't the best eyes. They're just the.
Right? Run of the mill cow.
Brown
eyes.
I don't know. I'm stretching here.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that works too.
Double.
I'm stretching here.
I'm just I fainted.
Oh, man. My gosh. All right, what else you got?
Holes and holes.
That's hard to top. Man, that is news.
Yeah.
Where are you finding this news?
That was something somebody posted on Facebook.
Wow.
And it was like I was like, you know, you're obviously, you instantly like think like, oh, fucking onion or some shit like that. But it was like... a legitimate news story from like a
well-reported
website, yeah.
Wow.
So
that's
that was
insane.
Really weird.
That was weird.
That was the only like funny one I could think of. The other one I kind of wanted to talk about because I know we've talked about this in the past, but was like the all the recent stuff with AI, mm-hmm. like this the like AI like the stuff they made where it was starting to like create its own language and they had to shut it down because it was starting they were. Talking like, you know, to each other like the computers were
Whoa.
Talking in a language that they created that we can't decipher.
Yeah,
so we had no idea what the fuck they were talking about.
Oh my god!
That's
really?
That's fucking nuts.
That's intense.
How recent is this?
Like within the last month or two.
Oh my god!
I think this is actually something Facebook was doing too.
Interesting.
Like they were involved.
Was this
in
IBM?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Was this IBM or it wasn't that Watson?
Yeah, no, no.
That guy's been all over the place.
Yeah, can you imagine like they decipher it and it's like, did you hear about that guy that was shoving cow eyes up his ass? And you're like, oh, all right, we're safe.
Harmless.
Well, they're the same idiots like us.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was a similar incident in China recently where they created like sort of the same thing, like just trying to get stuff to talk to each other. And like the computer started talking, and then the computer started talking about how, like basically started talking shit about China, apparently, like talking about how, like, you know, like China's government and like their system, everything like that is, you know, isn't ideal and shit like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Damn.
Like,
it,
I mean,
how can it?
It reads.
Formulate that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's only. I mean, it's whatever. It's. I don't know. That's weird.
I wouldn't give that thing access to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got an Ultron situation.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And like, that's just, we know how that like, turns out.
If computers like are already like now capable of talking to each other and writing their own language to do so that we can't decipher.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's, I mean, that's a fucking another step like towards that kind of stuff. Like that's, and that's why, I mean, they shut that shit down like right away. Like once they realized what it was doing.
So wait, I mean, how do they know it's a language? How do they? They're just, there's probably patterns and.
Well, I mean, what the fuck is a computer language? They figured they were just communicating in some way, but in a way that they had altered, like so that they. We didn't know what they were saying to each other.
Like text exchanges.
No, no. I mean, I'm sure it was basically fucking binary. Like at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know,
is that how they were set to communicate? I mean, do you know what kind of blank, what they wanted them to communicate, but how were they, what language did they program them with to?
I assume they were talking originally in a language we like just computer language that we know and built them to do, but they were programmed in such a way that I don't know if they designed them to do that or if that's something that. They went off the rails and did themselves.
So they started communicating, and then they changed up their like
it was
dialect.
Just, it was pig Latin, and everyone was lost.
Yeah,
it's like
we don't get it.
Yeah, we don't know. We got to shut it down. This is too much.
That's weird.
Yeah, they were.
That is wild.
I don't. Yeah, I know very little about like all like that deep computer fucking learning code writing stuff. But, you know, like, I assume, you know, like, we're fucking talking in C++, and then all of a sudden they're just on a whole nother level, and, like, something we had no idea
how I'm to sure understand. They saw it slowly morphing and kind of seeing
possibly,
patterns
yeah.
and
yeah.
just assumed, yeah. Have yeah. you seen, did you see that thing? I think it was, what is it, the Lad Bible or whatever? Is that the one that's on, like?
Oh, yeah.
Or LA Bible. Anyways, it's, it was either that or. It might have been Vice, where they talked about the beetles. Did you see this?
No,
so these giant beetles, they're attaching these things to them and making it so they can control their legs and remote control fly them around. So they were saying, in this situation, they could hook these things up and they could go find like survivors and whatnot.
Oh.
I don't know why they couldn't just use a drone. Maybe it's because they could squeeze through. Because I mean,
this is a living organism.
This is a living organism, and the thing that kind of bothered me by it, but it was still interesting. I still want to know. Is like they're like, yeah, it'll try to fight it, and you can tell by these impulses, but it. They don't have a chance, like trying to fight like these, you know, the whatever the pulses
that
are making them.
Yeah,
the inputs exactly. So
wow,
they were flying them around. It looked like with a Wii remote.
Wow,
it was like hitting the walls. I'm like, that's a dick move.
How big is the beetle?
It's those big. It's you know, it was in I think Japan, and Japan has like the biggest beetles on earth. They look like almost like a biker helmet, but probably you know for a small baby.
Yeah,
it was like that big. It's like a cookie.
Nice. Wow, and it attached itself to what? Like
so, they had this like
inanimate object, or
no? They just hooked this thing onto the top of it, which
like a little electronic backpack,
and
like
it they took over its body basically,
and it was flying. It was able to.
They were using like a Wii remote and flying it around. It no, and this was like this is legit. Like this wasn't like. I was watching videos, and there's
I've seen like somewhat like kind of similar stuff where they like started doing that, where they could attach stuff and like control like motor functions.
See, now we
like
need
that.
To make one of those little controllers in the shape of a cow eye, and then when someone shoves it up their ass,
perfect.
Boom, we got them.
Yeah.
We got them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll just plan. Walk them around. Yeah. We just got you now with my Wii remote.
Just soften
the
up
the one guy shoving cow eyeballs up his ass. They're like, we finally got him.
Got him. Make me some soup.
I don't know if they're expecting it to be from like controlling bugs and shit, but there's like theories that we're in a time where technology is advancing so exponentially that like we could live to see singularity. So that's something that like that's kind of like the Terminator moment, and it's kind of like once they reach the same level and the ability to think for themselves and communicate like that, mm-hmm. then it's like they kind of have their own agency.
Don't hook them up to the web, just keep them like segregated, make them slaves. You know
Chappy,
what I mean?
Chappy stuff.
They already are.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But I mean, do they have feelings? Like AI? I mean, it depends on how much you program, right?
Yeah. But is it really even having feelings still? Like,
yeah.
Even
it's still
if it's just programmed in there?
It's crazy.
All that stuff's like way weird.
It's hard to understand. Crazy, like, especially when you have them start identifying like trees or bugs or birds. Because like you can look at something and try to match it up as close as possible with programs now. But there's a certain point where it just doesn't know what to do. Obviously, it's not that robust. But they're making things that can. So it's like, okay, I'm going to discern how far away, you know, the structure and all that stuff, the light, all these, you know, it does all these calculations and it goes, okay, that's a giraffe. And that's trippy to me.
Yeah.
Like, you start combining that with some of these other things and it's like, what the hell is this thing doing?
You know what? You know what? Probably the really scary thing is because obviously machines, they would need us, I would think, to some extent, because
right now they're like tools, like they're extensions of us.
Sure.
Although I guess they could get to a point where they could repair themselves.
Yes.
They could do their own, you know,
taxes.
You know, mining and or whatever they need to generate, you know, electricity.
Sponsored by. Oh no! It's. Yeah, it's not.
I guess they probably like wouldn't need us.
Yeah, they'll need us for our body heat in these incubators to power us.
Oh,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
We know
once
how
we black
this
out
goes.
The sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, it probably another problem would be like a cyborg, because I could see, you know, some
the sympathizers.
Some billionaire wants to become immortal.
Know,
and how else would you become immortal? You would shed you know, part of your physical self, at least, but not all of it. But I mean, you know, your however those electronics could keep your brain and maybe your heart pumping, and then keep that, you know, but then attach that
like,
to a mechanical self.
You know, but that's even like a stepping stone. Like, I mean, in the end, like our body would be like shit, like transport for AI, you know, like any part of us, like
in its current state.
I mean, that could definitely be like a middle ground.
Yeah,
but like once past that, I mean, but it's like are people? I mean, there's even obviously a lot of question about like whether our consciousness is something that could be like uploaded, or made into computer program. You know,
I mean, if our brain is just a series of electrical signals, and it's all balanced off of memories. I mean, I'm sure all of that stuff can get to a certain point. At least,
and even if it's replicated, is it actually even conscious, or is it? Yeah, you know.
Well, then you get into the spirit or not the spirit, like, and all that, and that gets pretty intense.
Yeah, all that.
So
let's
weird. Calm it down. Let's talk politics.
Oh God.
Yeah, let's talk about So hey, so we're in LA, and everyone's worried about North Korea bombing the shit out of us. Not you.
No, I'm all right.
Ty's not worried. Ty's not worried right now. He's got
apparently
a dirty martini.
Yeah.
He's got his feet up on the table. He's chilling.
I wouldn't mind going out in that fire and fury. All
right. I mean, yeah.
That's
it's not going to be. It's definitely ripping the Band-Aid off. That's for sure.
Apparently, they have a hard-on for Guam. I don't know why.
It's beautiful.
It's quite.
Have you seen the ladies over there?
It's like a military access point or
something.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess,
it's. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely.
But yeah, I mean, that strategic. Seems. I mean, I get sure, but it seems like, you know, if you're gonna go big, like that big, like you might as well get as big as you can right off the bat, because then it's just gonna go. It's gonna all go right away.
Yeah, let's just go hit this little tiny place. No, I'm like, Let's take out.
They're like, you
LA.
Nuked Siberia, and you're like, you got the like one guy on his hut out there. And, you're just like,
and now you're.
They're like, all right.
Oh yeah. They would get so wasted.
It's
scary
and
to think what would happen.
They're aware.
And that's the only, I don't even want to say saving grace, but the fact that they don't really have anyone that's like on their side, like you could wipe them off the map if they did something stupid. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who would go up against anyone saying that was the wrong thing to do.
I mean, I don't think China's technically an ally, but
yeah.
I mean, I think there's some reports out there that, you know, they are supporting them through alternate channels and whatnot. So I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think that's like a humanitarian act because of the fact that there's like not a lot of food or?
I don't know, but look. I mean,
I know they do that stuff.
Humanitarian stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to because
like, that's why we keep talking to them. Like, stop, like giving them this stuff. Like, because they have no connection to anybody else other than China. Like, nobody else wants to deal with them.
And China's so close geographically that they're aware of what could happen if something happens between us, that they might face repercussions by being so close.
China would be a mess to fight up against. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't. And they don't. I think it was just yesterday, they had their government released a statement that was like, both of you need to calm the fuck down. Like,
yeah.
Quiet, like, the rhetoric of, like, you're going to kill each other, like, isn't helping anyone, especially us, being so close, you know?
Yeah. Because you don't want any of those repercussions. I mean, look at, what was it? What was it was a nuclear power plant in Japan, right, that affected all the water and fish and all that stuff. I mean,
Fukushima?
Yeah.
Watch your mouth. So, no, but I mean, seriously, like, that was just, I mean, that's bad, and that's going to be affecting them for years and years, and they're doing this whole cleanup act, but I don't think they're going to see good results for decades, you know?
There's even live radiation from the atomic bombs we dropped
in
45.
Yeah. And then Chernobyl. I mean, that's still a mess.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Well, now I feel good stories right
now.
Nuclear
winters. Let's
so awesome. Yeah.
Let's reflect.
Well, hopefully we all find out that we're just like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Because he got nuked and he was fine. I mean, it looked like it hurt at the time. But he got through it.
I'm sure.
He got through it. Do you remember that?
Was he all melted, but he regenerated? I didn't see that one. Is that from Wolverine?
I love that movie.
Wolverine. Was that?
The Wolverine.
Wolverine? Mm-hmm. Was it the first one? Yeah. It's the one where he's actually in a World War II. Is it World War II? Yeah, World War II. And he's in that, like, he's a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that one. I heard it was very good.
I
like
that one.
It was cool. It was entertaining.
I like his Japan arc in the comics too.
So yeah,
I thought that was cool that was brought to life. Darren Aronofsky,
Aronofsky.
There you go.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know the name. I'm terrible.
He
with
was
going
to direct that. That always sounded really cool to me. Like what his vision for a Wolverine movie would be, like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask what else he directed.
Yep.
Oh gosh, that movie.
Black Swan.
Both those made me feel really weird.
Oh, yeah. They're very strange.
Pi.
It's like a mathematician.
Not Life of Pi. I was thinking of Life of Pi. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, same those spelling, though.
Yeah.
Well. Those are freaky movies.
Yeah. I mean, Requiem, like, I didn't... It took me a while to kind of recover from that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's...
It just
an intensity there.
It's just so raw and so... It's not a happy ending by for anyone.
Nope.
Like, everyone is... a dirt bag and a mess and oof.
His new one is called Mother. It's with Javier Bardem and Jennifer Lawrence. Looks really creepy. It's like
really?
A horror thriller.
Oh wow.
And there's a trailer for it that's pretty gnarly that you guys should check out.
Mother. Okay.
When does that come out? Do you know?
September
20
something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of horror movies, you know, Key and Peele, I think it's Key. Was it Key or?
Keegan-Michael Key.
Is he the one that directed that one?
No, it was Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, right. Directed, what was that recent movie?
Get Out.
How was that?
I loved it.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. It was phenomenal.
Dang, I've been wanting to see that because I heard it's pretty creepy.
Original, satirical, like just really good content. Like it was a breath of fresh air for the horror genre for me.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah. More of a thriller?
Sure, yeah. Thriller.
Not gory, but more of just like, yeah, okay.
There's some moments of gore, but it's not like a murderer or like a killer.
The like Ring slash, where you're just like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's more real. Like something.
Gotcha.
Yeah, something's going on, but you don't know what it is. So suspense.
Kind
thriller,
of Hitchcockian.
Yeah. Critical acclaim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I got to see that one.
Yeah, it's
good. Did anybody see The Void?
I didn't, but it looked really cool.
That movie looks fucking intense.
Yeah.
That looks which really one is creepy. That? It's like
I remember
a gate to hell or something opens in, I think it's a police station or something, and this cult is like trying to get to it, and it looks just fucking insane. It looks like, it was like just watching the trailer, when I saw the trailer, it was like the scariest trailer I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm brave enough to watch this movie, but I feel like I at some point have to, it's on Netflix now too. Force the myself Void. To watch this because it look, and oh, all the reviews that I read about it are just like, this is fucking nuts.
Wow.
Damn.
So,
man,
I mean, I don't know that it was that well. I was like, oh shit, it's amazing. It's fucking nuts. It was more like, this is just fucking,
it's crazy.
Insane. It's
just, yeah. Like,
yeah.
The movie that you told me to watch that came out of, I don't know if it was like Australia or the Netherlands. It's like the one where they just keep coming.
They keep coming.
It's like that. Once you see it, it goes after you, like no matter what. No.
Oh, okay.
But that I could see where you got that. Yeah. No. So it's like, it's the one where it's basically invisible, but it comes in different like shapes and people and stuff, and when they see it,
it
follows. That's the one. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That was
the sexually transmitted.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Well, no. That that's,
they kind of
they say that right at the beginning. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, they say like that right at the beginning, and yeah, it's that one was pretty trippy because I think it's kind of similar. Like I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be nuts, and it wasn't the best movie, but man, I was entertained.
Yeah.
Like I got to the end, and I'm like, that was worth watching. That was worth
watching.
The
premise is pretty unique, for sure.
It, just the second you do you know about this movie? At
no,
all?
No, no. I've heard I've heard that title though.
I kind of like the movies that don't use a lot of special effects and stuff.
Yeah.
They just come at you, and it's like the premise is what really messes you up.
Yeah.
And in this case, like if you have sex with someone who's like cursed with this, now you're cursed. You pass it on to the next person. Mm. And it comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes of people and stuff, and they just keep walking. And they keep walking
slowly,
towards you.
Yeah.
Slowly.
But they're always there. Like you fly across the country, like
they'll keep walking towards you.
Yeah, they'll make their way over there. You know,
and then they rape you or
no, they kill you.
They'll kill you. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
so once you're cursed, then these things are following you.
It's just one, I think. But it's like it changes form. Yeah, it can look like different people.
But you know which one it is because you'll look through a crowd and then it's just that one that's just like
slowly
walking towards
you.
Like,
yeah,
it's messed up, dude.
So you just have to keep trying to avoid it.
You're like no,
and you can't kill it.
Don't avoid it. Just go nail someone. Go nail someone and pass it off.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so like...
How do you discover that, though?
I mean...
Is it? Do you discover it right away?
Most
or?
People told the person or like informed them afterwards.
I'm so sorry.
They're like,
I had
by
to
the way...
It.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Watch out for that slow walking person that's going to keep coming after you.
By the way, right after I fuck you, try to go fuck somebody else.
Yeah. Seriously.
Quick. Yeah, real quick.
Did you guys see the
Babadook?
Yeah. Did you like
that's
what
one? I thought the one we were talking about first, because that was an Australian film.
Babadook. You mentioned that one to me as well.
Yeah. That's I liked Babadook. Yeah.
Was it good?
Cool, yeah, it's another one that's kind of like an allegory that has like cool meaning, and it's kind of in that same realm of like fresh, original idea.
No, I like that stuff. Yeah, what's up?
What was the movie that we went to see? It Comes at Night?
Oh, God. It was you, me, and Alex, right? Okay, did you see that movie?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. So, I didn't even know about it. They're just like, you gotta see it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it looks really good. So, I went and watched the trailer, and I'm like, okay. Like, obviously, not gonna...
Looks solid. It looks really good.
Looks solid. Good actors in it.
And honestly, I mean, you know, most of the way through, I was like, wow, it's really intense. You know, it's a good setup and everything.
I mean, I didn't want to say that to you guys, but I was entertained.
It's
just... You get to the end, and it's like, holy shit, like, it did.
I mean, not oh my god, I did with Joel Edgerton.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My god, that was what the fuck.
Right?
Is that not fucking? It is so disappointing.
Come on.
So fucking good. Disappointing. So
are you gonna? Okay, so we're just gonna.
I don't think
spoiler.
Let's just say it. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is like zombie apocalypse. There's just like obviously like all these people that are trying to survive. No one trusts each other. Normal zombie movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, this family basically like sets up camp in this house, and they have charging stations and things working, and they develop systems so that they can survive. And
they're set up.
Well, there's this guy that tries to break in, and it's this big back and forth, and it turns out he was just trying to help out his family.
You don't quite know his true intention. Mm-hmm. And even till the end, you're really not sure.
Throughout the movie, there's little things while they're talking where you're like, well, wait. What that doesn't jive. Yeah. So there's always kind of this just like mistrust. Like you're just like
good setup. Good dialogue, good acting. It's, you know, so it's really going, you know.
It starts off with like their grandpa getting sick, and so you realize like they gotta go kill this guy, and it kind of sets up the premise. Once you get sick, like it's done.
Yeah.
You know? So long story short, he brings his family in, he teaches them the systems, they're jiving, and during that time, again, they're having these interactions that are not that are breaking that trust, mm-hmm. like just enough for the audience to be like, uh-oh, what's going on? Well, all of a sudden, the kid's sick that is part of this family they took in.
Yeah.
And they don't trust each other, and guns are pulled, and they leave, and they don't want them to leave, and they ended up like there's a shootout, and they get killed, and then all of a sudden, it just ends with their son killed, right?
Because he's sick.
He's sick.
And so he's going to die.
So his kids, it shows the kid coughing, and then it shows the two parents just staring at each other at the dinner table, obviously sick. Credits.
Really?
And we're just like, what the fuck?
The movie totally shits the bed at the very end. Like, huh. And then also, it's built up to something. You know, and then there's never anything like any real horror. Anything.
Yeah,
there's never any real horror where
you don't see any zombies or you don't see
there's not that payoff. Like, what is this all about? Mm-hmm. It was just they tried to make this character development movie without like kind of the best part. The best part is the zombies and the threat, and it from the get go when you find out what it is, it's just like, oh, people get sick and then you kill them. There's no people coming at you.
Yeah.
Or are they just trying to survive other people that are just trying to survive? Like, boring.
I would have been fine with that movie. I would have been better with that movie if it didn't almost bill itself as it did. It billed itself as, like, it comes at night. And then they start you with, like, you know, like a huffing, puffing zombie in the very first, you know, scene of the film. And then that's it. I don't necessarily need zombies. That tension and character building and all that, that's great. But it's like, don't bill it as one thing.
Yeah.
And then you know, like, you know, try to feed that feeling to the viewer the whole time and then go nowhere with it.
Right. Yeah. Like, call it like the lone survivor or something like that.
Something. And then it's like,
no,
what?
Nothing.
What the all right. Fuck?
It was one of those movies where, like, the trailer was, like, almost better than the movie. Uh-huh. Like, the idea of it. And, like, I was, like, so interested. Yeah. I bought tickets for, like, the Thursday show. Like,
yeah, you were ready.
I was ready. And I like that that actor who also directed it, Joel Edgerton.
Oh,
and
okay.
And he did another movie called The Gift. I don't know if you guys saw that one. That one was also, it's a horror and has a similar type of, like, thriller where you don't know what's going on. You can't tell true intentions. It's like this old...
Is that one Jason Bateman?
I think that might be Jason Bateman.
Huh.
But he's like an old
ex-boyfriend
college
friend. Or something that keeps showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was... This movie was like the exact opposite of Cloverfield Lane, where it's like lots of tension, like you kind of know what's going on, and then all of a sudden it's like... What the fuck? It just flies off the rails. You're like, this ending?
Almost too much.
Is that good?
Cloverfield Lane?
Is it good?
It's Cloverfield Lane, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I liked it.
I did too.
I thought it was very entertaining, but the ending is like, okay.
It's the opposite. Yeah.
You're just like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
They could have, like, gave a little to It Comes at Night, and they both would have been perfect.
Yeah. If they just mashed the two together, it would have been the perfect baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's, that
Cloverfield
was
Night.
No, you know what's funny is, like, it was a collective like sigh at the end of that movie. And the
no joke.
Like, yep.
Everybody was like, "What the fuck?" Because
it's silent too. The way it ends, it's like, and my theater had the same thing.
It was just like a grunt, like ugh. Okay.
And then this one, I sat there like in disbelief, like and
we seriously,
we were just like. Like looking at each other and talking, the credits just rolled and was like, "This is that's
honestly."
Shame.
I looked over. Like, Mike looked like someone that was getting tased on mute. He's just like,
the wind was taken out of my sails. And then this guy's leaving the theater. He actually walks down like the steps and he goes out of view. And then he comes walking back up and he's like, "Hey guys, do you know what comes at night?" Like, yeah. He's just like, "Hey, do you know like what the fuck? Like, what's even happening? Like, this is such bullshit." And I was like, "Yeah." Regret. That's what fucking comes at night. It's like, that's man. Bullshit.
Not a refund.
Yeah, definitely yeah, exactly. Not. You got that far. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I can't remember another movie that was like that deflating. I think it was just deflating mm-hmm. is the best. Again, entertaining in many ways, but just deflating.
Huh. Yeah. I'd probably watch it again with somebody else to see their disappointment at the end. Yeah, like,
that's
just like
the
wait
payoff.
Until the end. I'm like,
you're just staring at them the whole time.
Come on.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever go to the AMC 16 over here in Woodland Hills?
I usually go to the Fallbrook, but yeah, we go there.
Mm-hmm. There's a new theater, Auditorium 8, has been converted into something called Dolby Cinema.
Okay.
And it utilizes Dolby's new sound system called Dolby Atmos, where it's like speakers throughout the theater rather than just positioned up front and up high.
Right.
And it combines that with like supposedly better picture. They run like something similar to like an IMAX like little promo before that shows you black looked like this and now it's even blacker. And like it really is like it's $18.99 for a ticket.
Damn.
So it's kind
that's all
tickets
right.
are kind of like in that range now anyway. Yeah. If you're going
just
to
go
like Arclight
it.
Or yeah. So I've been seeing like most movies that have any action or just anything that I think the sound design is going to like contribute a lot, seeing it there, and it's been really, really cool.
Interesting.
Like,
okay.
So what have you seen there?
I've seen Spider-Man Homecoming, Planet of the Apes. I saw War for the Planet of the Apes. I saw Baby Driver, and I'm going to go see that Logan Lucky tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised.
Not heard of that.
It seems like it's getting good reviews. I actually haven't looked.
I haven't seen a trailer. I've seen nothing but the poster, and I'm actually kind of glad.
Really?
I like going in blind.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't seen
I was
it
like,
really.
This looks very weird.
And that's something Colin would say to his table.
What?
I'm going to go to the movies. I can't wait to go in blind. Ah, shit.
Damn.
Fuck. Again.
Yeah, but it's like that Dolby cinema has been like the seats are the recliners, but they're not like the Fallbrook 7 where it's like people are bringing their entire bedding with them, like pillows, blankets.
I think that's awesome, though.
It's all right, but
that's why Lauren goes to the movies, to sleep.
Okay.
No.
So there's an audience for that.
She loves, like, she's like, I don't care. I just want reclinable chairs.
Yeah.
Like, she just wants to be comfortable.
That's amazing.
But I get it. When you look over and you're just like, all right, seriously, like, why'd you bring a comforter?
Yeah. So it's on like a lesser degree. They recline, but it's like, I'm at the movies. Like,
attention.
Not, yeah. So I'd say check it out if anybody listening has it in their city.
Yeah. Have you checked out the XD theater at the Winnetka?
I haven't. I know they revamped that. Colin told us too, and I haven't been there since the
Extreme
they got the
Digital. Is that what it means?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Bigger.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's a enormous screen, and supposedly the sound is up another a notch.
Huh.
I thought it was good.
It's like they're pitching a lot of those now, like the screen.
Well,
you
got to pull it in. I mean, reclinable chairs was like the first step, and then they realized, it's bringing in more people. Because, I mean, think about how long theaters didn't upgrade.
Yeah.
It was like, you either go to IMAX or just any local theater, and it's like, the floors are going to be sticky, it's the same bullshit chairs, and just please buy candy, because that's where we get our revenue.
Yeah.
Because it's $8 for Red Vines.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was life, you know? Yeah. And now it's like, now we'll do free refills. You're like, thanks, AMC.
Yeah.
And now it's like reclinable chairs, and then they realize a lot more people are going to their theaters, and now it's like XD and triple D and...
Well, you have to distinguish it from watching it at home. Like now with Blu-rays and HDTVs.
4K.
So like
and virtual reality.
Common. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
On the same token, have you guys heard about this this MoviePass service that supposedly has been around since 2011? But they came up with a new pricing structure and it like set the internet on fire yesterday.
No,
do tell.
It's basically what it's billing itself as is $9.95 a month, and you can go to the theater as many times as you want during the month.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
I spend way more.
Yeah,
than
I know. I think we should. Huh, yeah. Even.
But it's probably not for
it's
special
less,
screens.
Less than one ticket.
Probably
I mean,
not.
One ticket is not $9.95.
Do you pay up front? Like the.
I think it's a yearly subscription.
Okay.
So probably.
Does it have like an outrageous amount of clickbait on there? Like it's $9.99, but it's just buried in all this advertisement.
Yeah. I didn't actually do the research. I read a few articles because there was a little bit of pushback from AMC. Cool. But from what I read, my understanding is that you buy a subscription and the MoviePass service reimburses the theater. So maybe that's why they don't want to be receiving that revenue later. I don't know, but
it's not tied to a specific theater.
No, supposedly, you know, probably not every showing, every time, every theater, but you know, I couldn't tell you the specifics about that from what I read,
but it
sounded pretty open.
Yeah,
it sounded pretty open with some, you know, with I would expect some restrictions, but. Yeah, I mean, it seems totally legitimate because they were, you know, I know that they were sending out Twitter messages that they're trying to bring their site back up because it crashed because there was just so much traffic.
Jeez.
And what happened is, I guess, one of the ex-CEO of Netflix.
This is what going to their site goes to.
They're like, we're done.
Yeah, it says, sorry, we're working on fixing this, and it's this GIF of Luke Skywalker saying no.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's still down? That's not good.
Well, I mean,
they're probably
$10
like,
a month. Come on.
That's
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
I mean, you're probably saving money if you go to the movies once every 2 months. You know, like you're still making your... That's
Yep.
That's
because I'm going to Dolby Cinema and paying $19 to get in every time.
Huh. Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, let's keep an eye out on that because, you know, that's that could certainly be something very cool that we could all take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm go ahead.
I was just going to say that I guess their business model is that, you know, they're just hoping that a lot of people buy in and don't go, you know.
Yeah. It's like insurance.
At least maybe a couple times a year they go or something. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know,
it's like insurance. They're just hoping you pay them a bunch of money and never use it.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Yeah. It says, some movie theaters were not impressed. In a scathing statement, AMC, the world's largest theater chain, threatened legal action and said that the company will lose so much money it will be forced to raise prices. It dismissed MoviePass as a small fringe player and said that the model is not in the best interest of moviegoers, movie theaters, and movie studios. So,
it's just an independent...
It says it's a startup.
Wow. Yeah, so somebody from Netflix, that had left Netflix, is part of this MoviePass.
Netflix is at odds with the cinemas right now because they want to simul release like their features that they want to put in theaters. They want to release them the same day available home viewing.
So they're gonna start putting Netflix movies in theaters.
They already have for what was it? Beasts of No Nation was one that made it in. A lot of those like bigger like movie titles will sometimes have a small run where it's a week or two, and it's just being LA. Like we get a lot of those where it's certain theaters downtown or something have them.
That makes sense. But, yeah, I mean their level of quality is really
they're
good.
Killing it.
Between their shows and their movies, it's insane.
What's that train movie?
Amazon Video is really good too.
There was that movie that came out. It was like the ice
Snowpiercer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was one of those things that I know it was Netflix, but kind of the same model. It came out in theaters and it came out to watch at home for pretty cheap.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I rented it.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was entertaining.
Yep.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. But so I think the model works. But I don't know how you're going to sell $9.95. And go to the movies like five times a day, or is it once a day?
I think some of the wording I read alluded to that. Yeah,
that's,
you know,
just,
I think could go
once,
every day.
Once they find out that people are gonna like buy that to use it and are really gonna, they're gonna really be reimbursing. Like, it's not gonna, they're not
gonna
be
sustainable. Could make sense
if they're reimbursing for the full ticket price. Yeah.
I don't know if they're just trying to get. I mean, because Netflix did something similar where it was pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And they really, really wanted a lot of people to actually use their disc services. Mm-hmm. And then the disc services fell off. They're stupid.
Yeah.
And so they had to raise prices. And they raised it. They've raised it quite a bit.
Significantly, yeah.
What is it now? I don't even know. Is it 15?
It's $11.99
I think it's $11.99.
Okay.
Yeah. And it started at like $7.99 or something. So it's not, I think it's easy. It's like a easy pill to swallow. But you can watch so many shows,
as many as you can,
all the time, and it's like, well, if you can survive off $12 and they're producing all these things, like, where's the money coming from?
Well,
it's probably because the user base is, what do you mean?
Oh, no, their user base is insane.
Well, there was something the other day that, like, Netflix was like $20 billion in the hole right now, or something like that. Yeah,
really,
they're producing an insane amount of content. Wouldn't be surprised.
It seems like they wouldn't be making money, and apparently, that's the case. At least for right now. I don't know if that was just part of their plan to spend a lot right now and then help to return it in the future with all the stuff they're making. But,
well, I think they have, I think I read they have like 150 million customers.
Yeah.
Somewhere right around there. So, I mean,
that's insane.
You know, what?
So that's annual.
What's that every month, Joe? Do the math in your head.
Oh, so wait.
150 million customers at, say, $12 a month.
At 12, I mean, you're looking at least 1.8 billion
a month in revenue. So,
yeah.
So, they just need to stop producing for
a
year and a half. And
it would be like, 2.2, I'd say?
Okay.
No, a little less. So, but still, they're making a B.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
A month. What can we make that will get 100,000 people to join?
100 million.
100 million, that's what I said.
Well, hopefully Condo Grace.
Yeah, seriously.
That's it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyways, this episode was sponsored by Netflix.
Speaking of
our
crazy,
sister company.
Crazy user bases. Something like Amazon Prime supposedly has like 200 plus million users. Like almost the entire, what's the U.S.? Like 350 million?
Mm-hmm.
I think they had like between around 250 million prime members, but that would almost certainly be
so much
or
money.
was it domestically? Shit, I don't remember. Sorry
that'd
to be
insane.
Sorry to be reporting this and not know the exact figures, but
it's all good.
It was some obscene user.
That's insane, and it makes sense. There's so
many
prime
users. Amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
You get
that's
so
why
much.
Bezos
also
is
sponsored
fucking
by.
Yeah. Would they? Yeah, another sister company of ours because we're so rich. Because of our user base.
Oh, they'll partner with you. I mean, if they can get cut in somehow,
sure.
They'll totally partner with you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So they bought Twitch.
Yeah.
They did, yeah.
That's crazy.
And Twitch has never been better.
Yeah.
Twitch is, you get a free
Twitch Prime,
Yeah, exactly. You get a free subscription every month.
I got a loot box from.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I got a loot box.
Mm-hmm.
For which one?
Gold.
For Overwatch?
Overwatch,
I saw that ad.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty cool. It's been an hour, and we talked about a bunch of bullshit.
Woo.
That was fun.
That was fun.
So we talked about a bunch of AI you shouldn't hang out with, movies you shouldn't watch, and some that you should. So
headlines you shouldn't write.
Right. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Places you don't want to be.
Anyways, gray schoolers, go home.
Yeah.
Stay nerdy and stay dirty.
Peace. Bye.